So when we took over the airline as a management team, I mean, the airline had a lot of issues with the regulator. The regulator was not very comfortable with their mode of operation. We're dealing with, I think we had 9 aircraft. We had 9 Fokkers, so quite a big fleet, but they were all coming to the end of their useful life, frankly. And we had to look at a way of disposing of those aircraft and bringing new aircraft in. And we looked really at two basic approaches. One approach was to switch to 320s and operate a kind of pan-European network. The other approach was to go for something like the Q400 and operate purely regionally, because the airline we'd inherited was really just focused on Israel and the Greek islands. And it, you know, with the Fokkers, it couldn't do much more than that. It was a low frequency operation and you know, frankly, losing a lot of money. You know, in positive terms, we did manage to offload the Fokker fleet over time and got a reasonable return for those aircraft. We prepared the business plan for those two options. And you're right. I mean, TUS Airways today is really adopting the first of those options, which is the pan-European narrow-bodied operation.